This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Home sales of $1 million or more are jumping in the Denver metro. CPR's Sarah Mulholland explains.
So far this year, more than 1,000 homes have sold for more than $1 million, almost double the rate a year ago. The jump shows the boom in housing in Colorado, part of a nationwide trend. The median home price in the Denver area hit $526,000 in April, up from $440,000 the same time last year. Realtors say low interest rates and record low inventory are driving the market. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Recent rainstorms have brought some relief to Colorado's ongoing drought. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sakas reports.
About 20% of the state is now drought-free in areas around Denver, Boulder, and Larimer County, and in the northeast around Washington and Logan County. Last week, about 60% of the state was in a severe drought that's dropped to about 52%. But things have not improved for the western slope. The Colorado Climate Center reports that April 2021 was the driest on record for much of the west. Swaths of the west are in an exceptional drought, the worst category from the U.S. Drought Monitor. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sakis, CPR News.
U.S. Senator John Hickenlooper was in Pueblo yesterday morning in support of a planned Front Range passenger rail project. Hickenlooper says a new rail line would help cut traffic on I-25 and bring economic prosperity to places that need it.
You know, you go up and down southern Colorado, we need more growth down here than we do need in Denver. And I think that's one of the magical things that comes from transportation investments is it does include more communities in your economic growth.
The proposal could get a boost from the Biden administration's infrastructure bill. And we'll keep going with Morning Edition today. An alpaca ranch seeking to be a safe haven for transgender people has exposed some cultural tensions in deep red Custer County.
This county is stuffed full of downright amazing people. And that has nothing to do with politics. We have a lot of friends that are conservative, but we don't have any friends that are Nazis.
The Tenacious Unicorn Ranch, the harassment they say they're getting, and the locals who wonder if it's just a money-making ploy. That story is coming up in less than 15 minutes. Stay tuned.